this kid will have a tumas zav on him. Now the e sakarev, you tell me to think that yesh by mishum suki evorim, that when a kid is born, anything that comes out of the womb, the shas birth, since there's so much pain, so much pushing there, here's a shala, maybe it's called a ristik evorim, you could do something to the organs. If so, even if the kid sees zav that day, why is he tummy then? Ikri kam, we should have called it here like mitzora. The pasuk says, when is a person tummy? When zav comes out, if it comes out mitzora from his body, now that something forces it to come out. So here, if you're telling me now that through birth, it's called risak evorim, that could cause the zav to come out, so shouldn't be tummy. Someone says, no, that wouldn't be any proof. Maybe usually it is. But I tell you, Hochad, here that the price says, even the yoy mecher, a tinnik, the first day old, if zav comes out, he has tumas zav. I'll tell you, here we're talking about, Hochad, may askinim, a grand shayot saderach adayfim, about the kid came out with a centurion. So therefore, there's no shayla of machmas ainsayim. Maybe they came out with a normal birth, maybe then there would not be a tumas zav. Because maybe then would say, since it came out through an hour of the womb, it's sort of like a risik evorim, like something else is causing the zav to come out. So Toshma coming here. It says, Egel Shenelet B'yomtis. An egel, a calf that was born on Yomtis. Halacher is Shechta Noisa B'yomtis. The latter Shechta is calf on Yomtis itself. And Rashi says, Ein Kamisho Muksa, it's not called Muksa. Shrei Muchino Yagavimo is prepared because of the mother. And therefore, the Shechta Noisa B'yomtis, you latter Shechta today on Yomtis. So again, Alma, we see Rashi says, that Mishu Nisak Yevorim Namilas Bey. We're not afraid to say maybe it's a trefa that you should have to wait 24 hours to make sure it can still walk. But rather we see a lot of shechted right away. That's a proof there's no gzerum, there's no chash of risik evorim. So Mara says no, could be there's no proof. How can I be arrested? I tell you, again, she yotz derech daifin. It came out through a Caesarean over here, to the side. Therefore, it didn't go through a risik evorim. That's why it's shechta today. But maybe the case where it went through the regular womb, then it'll be yosta to the shechta today. You'll have to wait 24 hours. Torah Shema coming here. It says, Vishovin, Rashi Zimno to Machlekes the Gemara Beya, about a Bechor Shemelet by Mum B'yomtis. We have a Bechor that has a Mum on a B'yomtis. So it says, Vishovin, everybody agrees, Shemelet Hu Mum O'imai, if when this Bechor was born, let's say it was born today on Yom Tov, and it was born with the Mum, Shezem Minamuchin. That's called Minamuchin. So you're allowed to check it out today, and you're allowed to use the Yikashachta today. It's not called Muksa. Like this, if the animal had was a Bechor, so it's called Muksa. You're not allowed to check the Bechor. It's like Kotshim. So therefore, even though a Mum comes about on Yom Tov, there's a Shiloh. Maybe it's for Muksa, because the beginning of Yom Tov was also to use. But if it's born with its Bechor, with its Mum, that the Issa was never chal on it, therefore it's mutter to shechta, it's not called muksa. So who you see, when the Bechor is born on Yom Tov, you'll have a shechta today. So again, you see there's no problem of treifus, mishum risik evorim. So Mara says again, the chitem, and maybe you tell me here also, the chitem, hochinam, mishiyot zederach doifin, maybe you're talking over here, came up through a Caesarean over here, that's where you'll have a shechta today. So Mara says, no, Derech Doifin Mikodesh, if a Bechor comes out through the Doifin, has no Kedushas Bechor. By Kedushas Bechor, it has to be through a lady, it has to be. So you see clearly, even though the animal came out the normal way, still there's no Kshash of Risak Evorim, it's not called a Trefa, that you would be allowed to check the animal today. So therefore, it's a proof to say that there's no Risak Evorim through Beis Terechim, like we said before. Freddy Gemara, the Mercer is saying, if a Kedushas can't be through Derech Doifin, it's Mikodesh. Because Rabbi Reb Yechanon, that Moedahoy Reb Shimon Lin Yikodeshim, even Reb Shimon agrees, Vilchas Kodeshim for Bechor, Shein HaKodesh, that the animal comes out through the Yetzei Doifin, it has no Kedusha. So, I guess that's all the proof of this. Since it's a regular Bechor, it has Kedusha's Bechor, it came out the normal way, and still it's not a trefa, there's no Chash of Risik Evorim. So, you see, through the Derech HaRechem, there's no Chash. So, Mora says, no. Hocha B'maya Skinin, no, we could be talking about that Gemara in Beya. Where the Bechor is born today on Yom Tov, Shehifres Agave Karka. Maybe you're talking about like it started to get up today. Rashi says, Ninu Lamar, it started to get up. The Tocher Paseis of Lamar, it pressed down like its hooves to start to stand up. And that's the Simon that's not a Trefa. Rashi says, we'll see the sugya soon. The amino kamon, kabin nefulo, omdom nefulos, ain't it tzricha meyes leis. If it stands up, then it does not have to work for 24 hours. So that's why over here, this bechor, a lot of shechta today, could be the reason why there's no chash of risik evorim, is because it started to stand up. If the animal would have not stood up, then it could be it have to wait 24 hours. The Yom Rav Nachman, Nachman says like this, Beisa mitvachayim, ein boi mishum risik evorim, shno by the butcher, when they go to shech the animal, we're not choshebir, that when they throw it down to make a shvita, there'll be a risik evorim. Rashi says, kishimapidu moisoloris l'shechtoi, even though they throw it down from a high place, still we're not afraid of risik evorim, because for sure the shechtim know what they're doing, and they're careful not to throw it down that hard, but not to really make it into a treifa. Smor says, oh, who too with this ox, to know what they throw down, fishtama kreol, negichusei. The kids said that the ox that fell down starts like scream, make noises. Vishtama kro negichusei, like Rashi says, it means, goynech mliboy. It was like a groaning. They heard voices from it. So the shadow was, is it a trait for now or not? Does it start to make these noises because it had a risk of evorim? So Maisa was, oil Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Matha. He went there to check it out. And shoka mishufre shufre. He bought from the good meat of this. In other words, he held it's not a treifa. He was not chashin and lirisik evorim, and he bought from the good meat. Or mulei rabbonis, rabbonis said back to him, minolachor, how do you know this? How do you know not to be afraid of risik evorim over here? Or mulei, he said back to him, that hoki yom rab, this is what Rav says, tiponot noyitz, achimigil yoritz, that for sure when it falls down, he knows how to protect himself, he sticks out his nails to protect himself. Rashi says, kishu shoye lipo, kol shohu mifchazek v'tipono, ad she'enoi noifo migoyvo. So a kid knows how to fool an animal, and he don't have to be afraid, mishum risuk evorim. Now the Gemara explains the klolim. Omu rav yudam arav, omdo, in the case of the animal stands up. So it's back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, noflum in agag, if the animal falls off the roof, that's also one of the trefus. We're afraid of risk if or maybe one of the internal organs was hurt. So the answer is, if you have to wait 24 hours, if you check it right away, we're choshed it's a treifa. The Yudam Rav says, but let's say the animal stands up by itself, and a chanami, then it's ksheira, and it's frichim meis leis, you don't have to wait 24 hours. It's enough the fact that it stands up, that's a proof to say it's not a treifa. What's going to be, but v'dika vadi boy? But if I just have to check it out, Rashi says we have to check out b'chut hashed with the spinal cord of a shviras roev tzaloyes. Have to check out the ribs of akiras chulya veichid lo yomdo. But in the case where it does not stand up, then if you check and even you check it out, still it would not be good. But over here, that we say if it stands up, it's good. That's only if after the shkit you still check out these parts of it. But it's called b'dika vavi boy. What's going to be holcha? Let's say the animal stands up and starts to walk. Then ain't it tzricha b'dika. Then you won't even have to check it out after the shechita. Then for sure it's a simon, there's no risik evorim, it's kshera. Rav Chiyo bar Ashi Omar, achazu v'yachazu tzricha b'dika. No, even if the animal stands up right away and starts to walk, so true, you'll have to shecht it, but at kol ponim you have to make a b'dika. After the shechita you'll have to check out its spinal cord and the ribs to make sure there's no treifas. Omrav Yirmiyah bar Acho, Omarav, tosh to yodolam. Let's say the animal sticks out his hand and wants to start to stand up. Apa pishlo yom, even though it did not stand up, that's also a simon to say it's not a treifa. What's going to be okro ragla lahalach? It moved its regal to start to walk. Is apa pishlo yolach, even though it didn't walk, that's also good. It's like the man yom that once it starts to walk, you don't even have to check it out. So not that it really has to walk, but just as okro ragla picks up its regal to start to walk, just picking it up, that's enough to make it that you're not afraid for treifas. Rav Chizdu Amar Niyaro Lamoid Afa Pishlo Yomdo. It just like started to shake to get up. Rashi says Afa Pishlo Poshto Yoda. It didn't even stretch out its feet yet. Elonis Chasko Verota Salam. You just see that starts to move and wants to get up. That's also similar to say it's not a treifa that you don't have to wait 24 hours. And in parentheses we have here Vilchus Ariz Hechad Enoflim Nagag. But the lo yodam, you do not know, the om that it stands up, lehocha does not walk, tzricha b'dika. But the eren tzricha meisleis, pimhocha, but if it walks, afilu b'dika namelo tzricha. That's halacha. If it gets up and walks, then you don't even have to have a b'dika. Omuram neima mishmei deravdimi min adoi nefu l'shomru. That's what just Chachfin is saying. When the animal fell down, see if it gets up. You can make a shechita right away, but you have to check it out. Now, really, you have to check it out. The foolish shomru tzricha b'dika keneged b'nei mayin. You have to check it out by its b'nei mayin, by the intestines. That's why you have to check it out to make sure it's not. There's no risk over there. Oh, malei mazutra. Mazutra said back that hochi yarmina mishmedra. But this is what we say over here. Mishmedra papa neimer papa. That tzricha b'dika keneged beis hachlal kuloi. You have to check it out. You have to check it out. All the internal part of the animal. Rashi says, "Kol achalal mishum shriras ribs lost. They shouldn't have most of the ribs broke or yakiras chulyas." You have to check out all the internal parts of the animal. Oh malay huna mar ba bread. Rav Nechemya, Rav Ashi, simonim mai. What's the lachad? You have to check out the bedika on the simonim also. You have to be afraid maybe they were nekru. That's also a treifa if the simonim were nekru. So you have to check this out or not. Omalei said back to him, no. Simonim koshin and etz nefila. Simonim, that's hard. Kenegad nefila means you don't have to be afraid that through nefila, maybe the simonim were uprooted from its place. Omer Rav Yehuda. Omer Shmuel. Oif. Let's say a bird that was flying fell down into the water. It like it was thrown, or let's say even thrown with force. That shenechbat was thrown by force and into water. Rashi says, "Oif shenechbat v'nofol akorcha v'force apnei anoyer v'ikol mekesh." You have to be afraid for risk evorim. So it says, "Kivin sheshot molikumasoi." If the bird can still swim its full length, daya, that's enough, and then we're not afraid of risik evorim. V'loya mornele mimata lamala, from downwards upwards. Avol mamala mat, from upwards downwards, ma yehudi yashvil, it could be the water storm, that's the flow of the water. That wouldn't be any proof that it's not a treifa. V'maya kaima, let's say the water is staying, still it's not flowing, then leslan bo. Then it doesn't make enough mean of which way the bird flies, or swims, upwards or downwards, that's a proof it's not a treifa. The shot at Siva, the Kodma, if you throw, let's say, a piece of wood there and the bird goes faster, Hakodma, that's also proof to say it could swim, it's not a treifa. Kalima Matis Chashinon, the Loi Matis Loi Chashinon. Alright, we'll continue next tape. You're up to the bottom of the Gemara and Daf Nun Aleph from a base. You're in the middle of the Shalah about a Nefula, when an animal falls down, is it a treifa of Risuk Evorim? So now, what's a shalah by a bird when a bird falls down? So what says they fall the five lines up. That galima, let's say there was a sheet that was stretched out. If you have a sheet that was stretched out, matich, if it was stretched out, and then a bird falls down on it, so chashin, we have to be afraid, yes, maybe there was a risk of kevorim, maybe it's a treifa. Deloy matich, let's say the sheet was not stretched out, then it's not such a hard hit. Then Loi Chashinin, then we don't have to be afraid that maybe the bird made a risk of worm and came a treifa. What's going to be oif mi oifif? Let's say if the sheet was folded over twice, so then Loi Chashinin, then you don't have to be afraid. Why? Because since it's, Rashi says, then a nimtach yofer, since it's folded over double, you can't stretch it out so well. So therefore it doesn't have such a hard, when it falls, doesn't hit itself so hard, therefore we're not afraid. Now, what's going to be Isla or Makarve Kitra Chashinan? Let's say when the bird, let's say, was flying, it was caught in a knotted net. If the net was knotted, Rashi says, Oif Shenofa Bereshis Hafrusha Biyav. You have a net that was spread out in the ear. So, Imikarve Kitra, Rashi says, if the knots were tied together, so then chashinan, then we have to be afraid maybe it hurt the bird and has a treifa of risk evorim. But loy mikarve kitrei, let's say the knots are not tied together, then loy chashinan, then you don't have to be afraid of
Ristik Evorim. Now what's going to be Kitno? Let's say the bird fell on some flax, on Kitno, so the Yovid Betunei Chashinen. If it was tied up in bundles, then we have to be afraid. Then it's like hotter. We have to be afraid the bird hurt itself. Dahai Gisa, or Dahai Gisa Le Chashinen. Let's say the bird fell on the side of the bundles, on this side or on that side, then we don't have to be afraid. On this side or on that side, then Le Chashinen. Now, Asuraiso Chashinon. So Asuraiso Rashi says that Chavilo Shakanim, that's bundles of reeds. If a bird falls down on them, we have to be afraid Mishum Ristik Avorim, that's hard, it may have made it came into a trefa. Kitno de Daik Venofitz, let's say you have flax, which was pounded out, and Venofitz was combed out, then Le Chashinon, then it's softer. You don't have to be afraid of Ristik Evorim. But Dayek, let's say, just is banged out. For the Nofas wasn't combed out, then Chashinim. Then you have to be afraid it's still hard, and maybe when the bird falls on it, there is a Ristik Evorim. What's going to be the Yovid Bizri? This type of a flax, I'm saying, means a stalks of flax, that Kivun Dikabe Kitri, since it has like nuts in it, it's tight, therefore Chashinim. Therefore, if a bird falls on it, we're afraid of Ristik Evorim. Tekito Chashinon. So Rashi said, Tekito means Nura Shivrei, the broken off pieces of the flax. That's also still hard, so that's Chashinon. We're afraid maybe it had a Ristik Evorim. But the Kiduso Le Chashinon. Rashi says that Daka Minadaka, that's very, very small pieces of flax. They were not afraid about. That's Le Chashinon. Navro Chashinon. If it fell on Navro, then we're afraid. Rashi says that's the Siv HaGodol Sabat Kolim. That's the bottom bark that grows around the palm tree. So there it's not so hard. We're Navro Chashinon. There it is hard. And we're afraid maybe the bird hurt itself. But Timchoso Le Chashinon. The falls on Timchoso, Rashi says, Liacha Shechoku, the Ritzuas, after you cut it up into pieces, then it's not so hard. So that's Le Chashinon. Kitmo Nihilo Chashinon. Rashi says, Merukad Benafa Nachbor Benafa Kosher. There was ashes that was sifted through a sift, so it was sifted out, then Chashinon, then it's hard already, we're afraid of Ristik Evorim. But Loi Nihilo, let's say it was not sifted off out these ashes, then Loi Chashinon, then it's still soft, we're not afraid if a bird falls on it, there'll be a Ristik Evorim. They're now holding up Nun Beis Amad Aleph on top. What's going to be